I really don't know what happened. He was down there, I guess, twisted his knee or hit his knee, and we'll have an MRI and see what the results are.
At this point, do you think it's serious or?
They really don't know. They think it's a twist. It's not loose right now, which is a good sign. But until you look at that MRI, you're not really sure.
Mike, being a rookie like that and coming in and going against the first, is it tough for a guy like that knowing? I mean,
I think it's always tough for a young guy coming in. I mean, anytime you're going against a player that's been in the National Football League for any length of time, it's quite a difference. But Jarvis has done a good job. He's met the challenge and he gets better every day. And it's there's a big growing curve. And I think Jarvis will be able to handle it. You know, he's just got to get stronger and better shape, just like most rookies do. And he's been doing the job here for the last couple of months. And hopefully, there's not a setback with an injury, but we'll have to wait and see.
Mike, is it a knee or thigh?
Knee.
Can you comment a little bit on some of the depth chart, like the Sam battle and the battle with the running back? Can you see some and Bell?
Running back first?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got five guys. We're five deep, and I think we've got five players that can play in the National Football League, which is a good sign. And I can't tell you much more about that than, you know, Travis Henry has looked very good throughout our practices, and he's the number one tailback, and everybody else is fighting for that number two and three spot.
In terms of growth as a quarterback, how helpful is it for Jay when it gets a secondary like this with Champ and Dre?
Well, it's always good to go against our corners, because when you go on game day, you're not going to face any better. So it's good for our wide receivers, it's good for our offense, it's good for our quarterback, knowing that on game day, it's not going to get any tougher than it is right now.
Knowing that you have a preseason game only a week away today, does the intensity come up a little bit knowing that you're right around the corner to play that first?
Well, to be honest with you, we don't even pay much attention to the first preseason game, and I hate to say that, but it's the truth. What we do right now is we review different things that we haven't done with our installation package, different personnel groups, different blitzes, just different areas that we haven't attacked. And then on Friday and Saturday, mainly Saturday, we'll get our game plan versus San Francisco. We'll try to run our base offense and our base defense. We don't get too complicated. We want to see our players perform. You know, this is not a game plan type of game. It's a game that you're trying to evaluate your players, young and old, and get your starters a few plays and obviously evaluate your second and 13 players.
Mike, on the strong side, is Lewis established a foothold or is it still changing day to day?
Well, it could change any day. Lou has had an excellent camp thus far. That's why we put him as the number one Sam linebacker. But in a day or two, it could be two or three. And we've got a number of players at the linebacker position that we think are capable of starting, so it's a good battle.
Is this knee injury a little more serious than you thought?
No, it's just sore. He's got a bruise, just exactly what we thought yesterday. We didn't think there was any structural damage. We did an MRI on it just to make sure, and that was positive. But it is sore. He took a pretty good hit. So hopefully he'll be able to go tomorrow.
MRI for Jarvis today.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Mike, speaking of the other roster things, Cooper gave up a sack later in practice. Is that expected to fluctuate a little bit?
He gave up three sacks. That's why he was changed. So it was a third sack that we made a change there. And we got competition in a lot of positions. But when a guy gives up three sacks in one day, sometimes we make a move and see how the other guy responds.